Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grab a surge protector. You're about to be zapped.
Your Nomad series is just amazing. And if you've never been down there, what an amazing experience. That's just one of the most amazing college football settings and just one of the most amazing, beautiful colleges around.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Sunday, the NFL on CBS is at Lambeau with the Packers hosting the Raiders, plus a key AFC South clash between Houston and Indy. It all begins with JB and the guys getting you ready for all the action on the NFL today at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific, only on CBS.
CBS Spectacular, yeah!
And there is a brand new episode of Nomad, my digital travel series, available on YouTube right now after my trip down to Clemson. Awesome experience. You can check that out by simply searching my name and Nomad on YouTube. Also, we'll post that to all the social media channels as well. Our next guest is going into his first season in Philadelphia. Big expectations with the 76ers. He comes out of a team with the Boston Celtics that were geared up for NBA Finals as well, and now hits another town looking to claim a first championship in a long time. Five-time NBA All-Star Al Horford, our guest this morning on the show. Al, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing well.
Thanks so much for joining us. And Boston is a place with intense expectations. So is Philadelphia. Do you feel a similarity between those two sports towns?
Yes. Yeah, I do see similarities. You know, the passion from the fans, the expectations, are there, and that's something that, you know, that's exciting for me.
How do you deal with that in a positive fashion? Because in Boston, I know because I worked there, from a media standpoint and a fan standpoint, things can get negative real quick. And if it doesn't go well, people are ready to kind of lurch at you. But you always seem to keep an even keel and a positive outlook. How did you do that?
Honestly, the way that I did that was not reading anything or not listening to anything, but just really locking into the team, the things that I needed to do. And it's one of those things that you appreciate the interest, the fans care genuinely about their teams, and for me, it's one of those things that I'm not gonna, you know, let negativity, you know, affect me. So I kind of let the work on the court kind of take care of itself. And my focus, for example, in Boston was always, you know, trying to help the team win and put us in the best positions that we could. And obviously, we weren't able to accomplish the things we wanted to. But I felt like, you know, I gave everything I had, and we won, probably not the championships we wanted to, but we did win the years that I was there.
Al Horford, our guest this morning on the DA show on CBS Sports Radio. But isn't that hard to avoid all the outside commentary? I mean, how do you just make sure you don't ever have the radio on? Do you make sure you're just never online on some type of sports website? I mean, how can you possibly, you know, be so far removed from it when it's around you all the time?
Yeah, I mean, I think you can. I mean, eventually maybe some things will slip up, but that you would hear or see something here and there. Maybe an actual media member will bring something up. But as far as me looking for things or trying to listen, I just try not to, just because, you know, I just learned that I do better that way, you know, just focusing on the team, on the things that I need to do, focusing on my family, things like that. So I honestly felt like I did as good as a job as I've done, you know, in my time in Boston, just focusing on the team.
Let's talk some X's and O's here. You will play alongside Joel Embiid, one of the best centers in the game. How does spacing on the floor work? How will your role fit in with his role when you're both on the floor together?
I think the spacing is going to be just fine. I believe that, as long as we're in the right positions on offense, I think we'll be good. One of the strengths that we both have, actually, not only me, is that we can both shoot the three ball. We can post. When he's posting, I'll be in the perimeter and vice versa. I do believe that it's going to be good because, I feel like I can guard multiple positions and kind of be put at where I'm needed most.
Al Horford joins us from the Philadelphia 76ers. You've got two really young cornerstone players on this roster with Embiid and Ben Simmons. And they've been very young, and some might say a little green around the ears coming into this, as their superstardom. Do you sense a seriousness about them this preseason and this offseason going into the year?
Everything that I've seen from them has been positive. I do sense that they've been here working hard, trying to do things the right way, very professional. So everything that I've seen has been great. I've been very encouraged by it, and it's one of those things that we're going to continue to take steps as this year goes on together as a group. But they even though they're younger, they're already leading in many ways that I have seen.
Kyrie Irving took responsibility for how last year unfolded in Boston. You obviously left in free agency. Was last year, now that you look back, a difficult year behind the scenes?
I don't think that the blame can be placed just on one person. I think that we all had to do with it. It was a disappointing year. There's no question about it. We had extremely high expectations, and unfortunate that because things didn't turn out how we wanted them, but we could never, get to the level that we wanted to. So definitely very disappointed about last year's team.
Why'd you choose Philly?
When I looked at what they have here and what they're building and having a chance to play alongside Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons was something that really got my attention. I'm in the stage of my career where, I want to make sure that I have, that I'm playing my best basketball and that I'm putting myself in the best position to win a championship. And I believe that this was the best opportunity for me.
Al Horford joins us this morning on the show, and Al is partnering with Built with Chocolate Milk and a local organization in Philly, El Concilio, to bring a basketball clinic to a local high school, and you've always made it a priority to give back to the communities that you've played in. Why is this one important today for you?
It's important. Like you said, I everywhere that I've been, I've always wanted to make a difference. I wanted my presence felt in the community. And here in Philadelphia, that's one of the things I wanted to do right away, especially in the Hispanic community. There's a large population here, and I wanted to make sure to come out and to support them. And with this clinic today, it's encouraging the kids, teaching them some fundamentals about the game, and just starting to build my presence here in Philadelphia.
Al Horford joining us this morning on the show. Once again, he's helping hold a basketball clinic today in Philly with Built with Chocolate Milk. It is always good to catch up with you, Al. Thanks so much for doing it, and hopefully we can catch up again during the season.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for having me.
You got it. My pleasure. Al Horford joining us this morning on the show.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.